Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Radio once again. And I just thank God for it. And this is in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Join us this evening for a time of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. And we just want to thank all the listeners from all over the world, and all the ones that lift us up in your prayers regularly. And just tell your family and your friends and your neighbors about the broadcast and help us to like it and share it out so the gospel can get out farther. And this was the scripture that the Lord gave me this morning when I woke up. Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And I thank God that he woke me up this morning to see another day. And, you know, God is good to all of us, and we just need to give him all the praise and all the glory for it. And we want the Facebook listeners to post their prayer requests and praise reports in the comments below. And we'll get to them, and just pray for us tonight. My leg's been hurting me really bad all day, and it's wore out, and I just need a miracle from God, so just lift me up to God. And we just want to say that we're glad to be back up on Blog Talk Radio again tonight, and we're asking everyone to join us for my niece, Brenda Moses. She's up there in the hospital, and they're going to do the stem cell operation on her, or the transplant on her. And she really needs your prayers, and remember her other family members in your prayers. And if you've been touched by God in any way through this broadcast, we'd like to hear from you. Because Revelation 12:11 says, "And we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." And, you know, we know everyone has something to thank God for, praise God for. So everybody should have a testimony that's a Christian. He's just been so good to all of us and really more than what we deserve. But we're going to get Tim to come around here. Let me see. The subject for this week is coming out of 1 Corinthians 4:18-19. "But I will come to you shortly, and if the Lord will, and will now, will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power." We're talking about the power of God tonight. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And I see that we got a call in here, and we'll go ahead and get them on, and then we'll have Tim to come around and sing a couple songs. Then we'll get them to obey the Lord. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, brother. We're going to have Tim to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to have you to obey the Lord.
All right, sis.
Go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord.
First, I want to thank God, you know, for this day that he's given us to praise him. And to get
Amen.
To talk about the power of God, ain't it something that we're not weaklings and we're not at the mercy of Satan and his temptation and his trials and his evil in this world? We're not at the mercy of him because we walk in the power of God. Hallelujah. And true Christians do. And let's read that verse again. Glory to God. I want to read it. Chapter 4 and verse 19, 1 Corinthians. And Paul talked, he said, "But I will come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power." You know, that's how you tell a Christian. Praise God. It ain't about how big they talk or how great they talk or telling you what all good things they do all the time, bragging on themselves, but it's in the power that walks within them, praise God. It's knowing it, praise God, in the middle of the night, praise the Lord, that when things go wrong and all that, they don't have to jump on the phone and say, "Lord, I need you to pray." They know they got power with God, and they'll get down and go to praying. And they see things change because God give them power. And one cry out to him, and he's listening, praise God. Because we got the power that's within us called the Holy Ghost. We'll get to what that is in a minute. Glory to God. But it goes on and says this, praise God. He said, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." See, God don't come down here and just tell us a bunch of stuff. But his power, when he spoke, created the earth. His power, when it spoke, created the heavens and created us. The first man made from the dust of the earth. You know, when he spoke, there was power. When he speaks, the devil trembles. Glory to God. That power is supposed to be in us. Glory to God. There's a powerless church today. Glory to God. We let them take prayer out of our schools where our kids were learning right from wrong. Now they don't learn nothing but wrong. Praise God. Unless you teach them at home. And you know what they're supposed to be, folks? We're supposed to worship God and praise him in all things. That's in school, out of school. That's at home. That's at work. That's wherever. We're not supposed to be with old puffed up words telling people how good we are. Watch me. I don't drink. I don't this. I don't that. I trust Jesus. That's what I do. I trust the blood that was applied. I trust the Holy Ghost that dwells within to give me the power to stand. When the devil starts attacking my children, and I say, "Whoa, no, you went too far." Glory to God. Them's my children. He said if I'd serve him, he'd save me and my whole household. And devil, I lay claim to them in the name of Jesus. You got to let go. Praise God. That's what we got to be, folks. You got to walk in power, in victory. There's that song, "Victory in Jesus." Glory to God. He give you a victory. He said we're more than overcomers. Praise God. Why? Because we got the blood applied and we got the power within. He said, glory to God, in John chapter 14, hallelujah, he said, "These things that I do, you'll do also, and greater than these, because I go to the Father, and we won't leave you comfortless, and he'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost." Praise God. We've got some power if you've got everything God said. And if you believe in him, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you confess him, and you change your life, praise God, and be born again. Hallelujah. There's power comes with that, folks. There's a power that the devil can't stand. Oh, he'll try you. He'll attack you. He'll do things. He'll tempt you. He'll do all the stuff he can. You go through trials and tribulations. But praise God, we got power to come through them and not stay in them, because Jesus is still on the throne, friends. He's still alive. He's still right there awake on our cry right now. Praise God. And go into the Bible. Praise God over here. Let me start out about Luke. Chapter 9 there, where he sent them out. Praise God. He said he called his 12 disciples together. And listen to what he did. He gave them power and authority over all devils to cure disease. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Praise God, folks. He said, I'm not no respecter of persons. Glory to God. He ain't giving them something that you're not worthy of when you turn to it. He gives you power also over all the power of the enemy. He ain't got no power on us no more. I've heard, oh, glory to God, wasn't going to get into it. But I was in church one time, and a preacher come in, and he got to preach at that church I was at. He got up there telling how the devil had him and his wife fighting all week long and all that stuff like that. Said, this got so bad, I thought about throwing in the towel. People, he didn't have no power. He didn't have what you're supposed to have. It was glory to God. When Jesus comes into your life, that devil has got to go somewhere else. If we submit ourselves to God, he said, if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. Glory to God. He don't want nothing to do with a real born-again Christian that's full of the power of God, because he can't do nothing with us. We're protected. We got a seal on us from on high. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost comes in, I said, glory, that we'd be sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise God. That means that the devil can't come steal your soul. It belongs to God. And as long as you leave it in his hands, you will be protected. You got the power to do whatever. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats upon you. He said, in whatsoever house you enter in, there abide, and thence depart. Whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. They didn't have power. If they didn't treat them right, they just stopped at the edge of town and shake the dust off of them, and it was a testimony with God against those people. And today I thought about how many has got that kind of power in them. How many has got it where if somebody called you in the middle of the night, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, let me ask you a question. Ain't you been going to church all these years over at that church? Oh, yeah, I've been going there. I'm a member over. I've been a member for years. My kid or my grandkids here, and they've got a devil in them. Can you come over and help pray them out? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, I can't do that. I'll get a hold of the preacher and see if he'll come help you. No, you're supposed to. That's supposed to be you that gets up and has power with God that can go over there and help pray that devil out of their children and grandchildren, out of their house, out of their marriage, glory to God. We don't need no help. We've got all the help we need if you've got Jesus. But friend, today we use every excuse why it can't be me. I wasn't called to do that. I wasn't called. Praise God. We'll show you something here in a little bit about that being called. I'll just show you now. I can get over here to it right quick. Place in the Bible that tells us a little something we all need to know. And it's out of Mark 16. I bet a lot of you already know that verse, don't you? Mark 16, the last of the verse there. If I can get my place back to me right quick. I've marked it so many places in here. I got markers. I don't know what. Here's what it said. 15th verse. He said unto them, go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And listen to this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, what did you say about if they called you to come cast the devil out of somebody, and you're claiming to be a believer, born again, sanctified? Boy, I'm ready to go home if I die. Praise God. Didn't they call you to come cast the devil out? Oh, I can't do that. I don't know nothing about that. Let me call the preacher. You're the one that's supposed to. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. Do you believe in Jesus or not? Do you believe he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings or not? Do you believe that he saved your soul or not? Do you believe that he give you power? He said, these signs he's going to follow you about, that you can cast out devils. You don't need four preachers get together, glory to God. If he calls on you, you're supposed to be able to do it if you're a Christian. If you're a true born-again believer, these people that go to church, but they want everything done, the preacher come pray for them. Or here's somebody over here I trust, come pray for them. Why can't you reach the throne? Why aren't you reaching the throne for yourself? Why aren't you reaching the throne for your family? It might be a little sin in the camp. Things that needs to be cleaned up and lined up with the word of God. There's power in it. People, glory to God. He just got through singing. There's power in the blood. Glory to God. Wonder working power. And it's in us if it's been applied. It's in us if it's in our life. If this word of God is in us, just like when Jesus was tempted of the devil, we just quote scriptures at him. He has to leave. He has to go. He can't stand the word of God because it's the truth and he's a liar. But people ain't doing that no more. And so I'm going to depend on this one to do it. I'm going to depend on that one to do it. Praise God, but God's depending on you to do it. How are you going to stand before him and tell him, yes, Lord, I'm born again. Yes, Lord. Well, what about when they called you to come help them over there? They had that bad problem. But, Lord, I didn't know about that because you didn't read the word. The word of God is not just for one or two. But it's for everyone, all of us, that knows anything about Jesus Christ. Praise God. We've got power in us. If we've really received him, then we're not little babies anymore, but we're warriors. We're fighting a battle for men's souls. Ours first. Everybody else is supposed to be in our target, too, that we're trying to save them, trying to get them to know, hey, guess what? I got a Savior that's going to be with you. He's going to fight your battle for you. Just like David, when he went out to face Goliath, he wasn't expecting to fight him. He said, the battle is the Lord's. I'm just going to go out because I got power enough to believe in him. I trust him with this battle. I trust him to take care of me. I trust him to bring him down like he did that lion and bear that I slew. And he's going to bring old Goliath down too, and sure enough he did. David
Amen.
Didn't have a doubt. You remember what he said there? These signs will follow who? Them that believe. That truly believe. You've been given power. Praise God. If you look over here, Luke chapter 10, where he sent the 70 out and give them power. They come back. And here's what it says in verse 17. It said, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Glory to God, Christians. Where's your faith? Where's your believing? Where's your standing on the word of God? We've got that same power within us that the devils have to run from us. We ain't supposed to run from them. We don't run
Amen.
To the church house to get safety when a devil comes around. We tell him to get on down the road. This ain't your place. This ain't your building right here. This belongs to God. This is a tabernacle of God. Right here's the house of the living God. This is his sanctuary. This is where he dwells. His power is within me. Glory to God. You can't do nothing with me, Satan, because Jesus came on the scene and changed me forever. Glory to God. And now I'm not scared of you. I'm not afraid of what you can do. I know you got power, but it's power to lie, to steal, to cheat, to try to kill us. But sin is the only thing that can kill a Christian. It's sin. We're going to live forever, folks, if you want to. And glory to God. It said, notwithstanding. In this, rejoice not. Don't even rejoice because you got all this power. You don't rejoice over that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that Lamb's Book of Life, there's a line, got my name on it, as long as I don't take it out. Nothing in this world can erase that but me. And as long as I walk in the power of God, it'll never come out. As long as you truly got Jesus and he's your Savior, he said, you remember where he said, unless you be converted and become his little children, you can no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. What he's talking about, we got to get to depending on his power to save us.
Amen.
Not what I can go out and do, not me fighting the battle, not me running out and hollering at stuff to get done, but in the name of Jesus, through his power and might, glory to God, there ain't nothing impossible unto us. Glory to God. He said, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth us, glory to God. We've got the power in us if we just learn to use it. But you know, before you use something, you got to trust it, don't you? We got
Amen.
To trust that. I want to show you what the power is. Where you get it. It's right here. It's Acts chapter 1. I'm going to start about verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith that ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Praise the Lord.
You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. People, you see, when the Holy Ghost was given, that's what brought power unto us. And you say, well, my church don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Praise God, you believe in him. You believe in him. The Holy Ghost is the essence of Jesus Christ, the power of Christ that God gave him when he walked here. All kind of miracles, healings, everything was done. And it was done through the power of God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He was the Word of God. But praise God, now he said, I'm going to give this power to you. Glory to God. And we've got it, friends. We've got that power within us.
Amen.
If we truly know Jesus as our Savior. If you don't know Jesus, yeah, you might not have it. But glory to God, here's what it says. And start chapter 2, verse 17, says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. People, he's telling you that when he sends that power down, it goes to our sons, our daughters, the ones that serving people, whoever they are. They're eligible to be filled up with the power of God, the sanctification of God. He comes inside, makes this his abode, makes this his temple. Let us be his children. Glory to God, that we don't walk in weakness anymore, but in the power and authority of Almighty God. Hallelujah. That's what he's telling you. You know, I'm one of them. I always thought, well, I don't know if you have to have the Holy Ghost or not. But I'm telling you this, if you want to have the power of God, you do. If you want to be what God really intended for us to be, you have to have it. You have to have the Holy Ghost. You have to be able, praise God, to have an account in your life. And the Holy Ghost is going to be your witness. Yeah, I've been inside. Yes, he's used me. Yes, she's used me. Yes, these children have used me. Glory to God. They depended on me to fight their battles and fight them I did. And they won them all by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and trusting in Almighty God to work it out for them. Because that's who and what he is. That's what he does, folks. You remember all the apostles, you remember what happened when they crucified Jesus and they ran off and hid, you know, got in that upper room and was hid there. When Jesus resurrected and he come back, he come into that upper room where they's at. You know, just the door was shut. He just appeared there. He come through the door. Now, praise God. But then you know what happened? When the Holy Ghost fell, all these people that were scared to death didn't want to say nothing, didn't want them to know they run with Jesus, they all started going out and speaking the truth and preaching. Old Peter got out and stood up and went to preach and tell them about Jesus. He said, the one that you crucified, the one you turned away, by him am I speaking. Glory to God. And there were 3,000 souls added to the church that day. He preached such a sermon and no one had heard him so bad with what he was saying, folks. Glory to God. We need to learn from that. There's power when the Holy Ghost comes. Might not can preach a thing. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost comes down, you can preach an hour. It don't bother you a lick. You can preach 2 hours. If he's in it, glory to God, something will come out of it. I praise God tonight. Now, I want to read this word. Peter and John was walking, going to the temple to praise God. That's chapter 3 in the same book. But Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms of them. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John said, look on us. Just look at us. They knew something was different in them, didn't they? Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. People, you going to say that to somebody that's crippled? Would you say that to somebody that's in a wheelchair? If you didn't know that the power of God was within you, that's where that believer comes in. And these signs will follow them that believe. See, they didn't just believe. They knew. They saw Jesus after he rose. Glory to God. When he appeared to them and the Holy Ghost fell on them, they went out knowing that they had that power he spoke of. They had power that they could do something now. They could raise people up. They could do whatever he wanted them to. Praise God, because they had the power in them. Glory to God.
Amen.
And so he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up,
Amen.
Stood, and walked and entered with them into the temple. Walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. What happens when people trust in the power of God? It is what they look what they can do. There's not much I can do. I'm not a doctor. I can't heal you. I can't doctor you. But praise God, there's one that's in me. If I can lay hands on you, anoint you with oil like the Bible says, I believe that power can raise you up and heal the sick. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, woman, boy, or girl, save the sick. Save the sick. Glory to God. We've had people get healed in our ministry throughout the years. And I didn't worry about where they was going to get to. I knew God said pray for them. When I prayed, I said, watch, it's coming. It's coming. Some of them jump up right then. Had one man come to church, been in a car wreck. Hurt his leg real bad. All swelled up and stuff. He come in on a walker. Got back there and went and prayed for him. This old man said, pick his leg up in your hand and hold it. Pray for him. And they backed up. I picked that man's leg up. And I just broke down crying. And I felt the Spirit of God just stir within me. And that man come out of my hand and went to jumping up and down on that bad leg and went to shouting and got in with God. And before he left that night, he left the walker to church. He didn't need it no more. What nothing I've done is the power of God that I believed in. That will happen in your life if you truly believe. If you can walk with that, glory to God. You can walk in the victory of God. You can walk in the fullness of the stature of Christ, is what the Bible said. He said, come on, under the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's being like him. That's what Christian means, Christ-like. And we can't do that, folks, we're not going to make it. But I want to read what happens. See, that stuff happens to you. When you think you all that, because you've been going to church 40 years, whatever, and you think, well, I can do that if they can do that, because I've been serving God a long time, and you don't have the Holy Ghost. Show you what happens here. over here in Acts, the 19th chapter, it tells you in verse 11, and God brought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought under the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. He didn't even get to touch them. He took handkerchiefs and stuff by him, and when he's under the anointing, he'd take that handkerchief in or that apron and give to people, and the ones that received it was healed. If they had a bad spirit in them, it left. That much power can be given you. How do you want to serve God? Do you want to serve him with everything you got? Do you want to be a vessel that is to honor unto God? Then you need the power of God within you, where when he gets that vessel up, he can pour it out. Wherever he needs to pour your power out, that's where to go. Because it's all about him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what he said. He led captivity captive. He took death captive up with him. He said, but I give gifts unto men. People, if we got the gift of God, we've got power with God. If we got power with God, we got power against the devil. We got power against sickness. We got power against disease. We got power against people being crippled. Glory to God. Everything he said he did, we can do also and greater than these. Because I went to the Father. Praise God. It said, then search. Look what happened. They seen what old Peter and all of them been doing. They seen what Paul was doing. Said, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Now think about that. You decide you're going to go, because I've been going to church all these years, I'm going to go lay hands on this and cast that devil out. You haven't got the Holy Ghost. Just listen to what happened to them. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. He beat the clothes off of them and run them out of his house, them wounded. Now that was the chief priest and seven sons that went in there.
Amen.
And that one devil whooped them all because they didn't have the power of God. They went in their self to go do something that is the job of the Holy Ghost. And you can't do it either. We got to be a glory to God, fortified on the inside by his power. It's the only way we're going to get things done. It's the only way we're going to see people saved. It's the only way the church is going to start growing again. It's when they come in and they've got some power with God. When they come in, people come to your church and they see that power of God working. They can come in because they're hungry for it. This world feeds you lies and garbage. That's all it does. It'll give you uncertain riches. In other words, riches that when you die, they're not yours no more. But the riches of God are eternal. And they'll go with you into the next life. And that next life is eternal, friend. Glory to God. I want to know when I get there that I walked in the power of God while I was down here. And when I get up there, something's going to be right with God. He's going to give me stuff. He said, you're faithful in a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. People, I don't care if I don't rule over nothing except my time with Jesus. I want to be with him. I want to worship him. I want to praise him. I want to thank him for each day he's let me live. Every time that I felt the stirring of his sweet spirit within me, every time that power raises up against this stuff of darkness, glory to God, I'm shining a light because it's not mine, it's his. You know, it's like taking a light bulb. You take a light bulb, I can take one out of this light up here, lay it on this table. It won't shine a bit. But when you hook it into the power and that light comes on, that's what God does in our soul. That's where we get the power. That's where we get to where we can stay. That's where we get where we can pray for people and expect an outcome, glory to God, to happen. Expect a change to come.
Amen.
Praise God. Because we're praying in the Holy Ghost. We're walking with God. We're holding hands with the Savior. Glory to God. We don't look to us to do it. We don't think we got it. We think He's got it. And He sheds it upon us. And we give it to others. Praise God. That's what we're supposed to do for Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be doing in the church. Glory to God. Think how much easier it would be to do in the church house than somebody call you up at midnight and say, I need you to come over here right now. They're bad, sick. I need you to come pray where they'll get better. Well, Lord, take them to the hospital. They didn't ask you to go to the hospital. They said, come pray for them. Would you jump up, throw your clothes on, run over as fast as you could, carry your anointing them and pray? Or would you say, you better get them to the hospital. You better get them there quick. Sound like they're bad. Because that's what most people do, folks. They forgot about the power. They forgot about we're real. The Jesus. The real Christians. Them that believe. Glory to God. They don't trust doctors. Ain't a doctor one can heal you. He can doctor you, but he can't heal you. I'm carrying you to one, praise God, that can. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He can heal you. He can heal you of your infections. He can heal you from cancer. He can heal you, glory to God, from your addictions. He can heal you from the chains of this earth that bind us down, hold us in our place. He can break you free. He can set you free. He can use you. You can show the world that there's signs that follow me. Look behind me, folks. These things happen when I prayed in the name of Jesus. There's things happen. Oh, yeah. Glory. When I got endowed in the Holy Ghost. The Bible told me when I'm praying for somebody, it said praying in the Holy Ghost. How are you going to do that if you never received Him? If you never received the Holy Ghost, if you never received the Holy Ghost, what power are you walking in? Because there's only two. One of them's a liar, makes you think you got power, that's Satan. The other one is the real power, and that's God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when the Holy Ghost comes, people ain't nothing that holds fear for. Death don't hold no fear for us because we know death can't hold us. Jesus conquered death, remember? He asked, Jesus said these words, oh grave, where's your victory? Oh death, where's your sting? Because he done come out of there. They rolled a stone away and he come out. Just like old Lazarus. When they rolled that stone away, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Praise God. And the power of God reached in there, and he come back alive and come hobbling out in grave clothes. Loose him and let him go. Praise God. That's what we need to walk in. A full understanding, praise God, today, that we've got hope beyond hope. We got faith that touches God. And when we touch God, he's going to do something. The power of God is unleashed in us when our faith is strong enough to believe, praise God. But if it's not, friend, you walk in darkness today, just like you did when you was out in sin. Oh, you don't understand, brother, I go to church all the time. Guess what? Going to church is really, really good, and it's important. But if you don't go and get something done about your situation inside you and let God come inside, you will never change. You might change your outward appearance. You might change where you go and people see you. But you'll never change without the power of God. The Holy Ghost come inside.
Amen.
The Bible says, he said, holiness without no man will see God. Oh, glory to God. How are you going to live holy without the power of God to live holy? The power of God sustains us. It's not what we can do. If it was, glory to God, he wouldn't send his spirit to us. It's not what we can do. It's what he can do in us that preserves us, that keeps us, that strengthens us, that boosts us, that carries us through, that makes us where we can stand when it don't seem to be no way, that there's a way out, a way of escape when we can't find it, and we just lean on God. Lord, help me. Lord, you move, and I'm going to go forward. I don't see no way out, but I'm going forward. I'm going to carry your name, and I'm going to carry it anyway. I'm going on. Praise God. Just like Sister Betty's leg, Satan tries to do everything he can to stop us. But in the name of Jesus, he's going to have to let go of her leg. In the power of God, he's got to get his hands off of her. Hallelujah. She don't belong to you, Satan. And you can't have her. And you can't have part of us. You can't have none of us. And we don't want your eyes to touch upon us. We don't like you are trying to break us down and tear us up. Because Jesus Christ comes to lift us. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Up to me. Glory to God. I want to be drawn up to God. Hallelujah. Because they lifted him up on that old cross, didn't they? I praise God. Between the earth and heaven. And he hung on that old cross. He was lifted up that me and you might find a way of escape. And then we don't just run the rest of our life. But we learn about the power of God. That saving
Amen.
Grace. Glory to God. What we've got to have to let us be able to stand when the devil comes through. Hallelujah. Tearing up your house. Mm. How many marriages would have survived if they'd had the power of God? How many children
Amen.
Wouldn't have had to go to prison? Wouldn't have had to be on dope if they'd had the power of God in their life?
Amen.
How many lives could be changed tonight, if they've received the power of God? Or they can be out ministering to others instead of constantly needing somebody to come and lift them up to God. But we got them in the churches. They come to church, and every time they come, they got this major problem. Something got to be prayed for. Every time. And they hadn't got no power because they can't take it to God on their own. But he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe in your heart, praise God, what my Bible said, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, died for your sins on that cross, and that God raised him from the dead. You confess that with your mouth before others. He said, you shall be saved. But he said, first you got to believe. You got to trust. You got to understand that it was finished at Calvary. Glory to God. He sent down power. Oh, glory. When he come on the day of Pentecost there, all them people was hid, hiding out from every one of the Jews because they wanted to crucify them too. But when they received power, boom, out and open they come. Every one of them went to preaching Jesus, going all over telling people, showing them the power. Hallelujah. Just like Peter and John started in that gate, praise God. And that crippled man laying there, well, he didn't lay there when they left. They showed him what power had come inside him. And silver and gold, I might not have none, but such as I have, I can give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Because this conquered is through. It's a victory. Just like I said in Jesus Christ. He said, you are more than conquerors. People ain't telling me that.
We you,
laid
Jesus.
Back. The church is laid back. And they hadn't used the power that was given. Because our churches seem like the numbers keep going down, don't they? And the power gets less and less. And then you got maybe a church here, a church way over yonder somewhere, where the power of God is still moving. I remember a church right up here. Glory to God, used to when I was a kid, you'd go in there, and then when they started church, they'd be shouting. They'd be people speaking in tongues, and another one would be interpreting tongues. They'd be prophecy. Glory to God, laying hands on people and them getting healed. The power of God is what they worshiped in. They didn't worship in weakness. They didn't worship in woe is me. They didn't worship in I can't do nothing on myself. They worshiped in the power of God. We've got to get back where we were before we can get to where we're going, folks. Get back to where we were with God. Hallelujah. When people used to hunger for it. Glory to God. I remember back in the Depression. My mother and daddy told me about going through the Depression. And they said, you didn't barely did have enough to eat. And daddy said he caught an old train over. Used to ride way over here and work a sawmill. 50 cents a day, and he'd get on the train and ride it back after dark. He'd work that long. Praise God. And he said, but let Sunday come around. But then somebody would come through in a wagon with a mule, and they'd all jump on and go to church. Sunday night, they'd go back to church. They'd come on.
Yep.
That was cold weather and hot weather. They rode that wagon to church, and they'd come
Amen.
Back. We got to get a hunger for God like that. That's where the power
Amen.
Is. It's when you believe in him enough that you realize your soul is starved for it. That I haven't got enough of God. Glory to Jesus. He said we're going to be the light of the world. And a lot of us don't look like a birthday balloon cake. We got to get back. We're drunk in that power. And that power alone, it ain't in the preacher. It's not in the Sunday school teacher. It's not in the deacons. It's not in the, it's in Jesus. The power of God. And glory to God, we say it every single week, every week. The 8th chapter of Romans, and that verse, according to the last part of that verse, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. That's exactly what it means. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm going to put it this way. I preached at a church at Jasper one time. And I told them, I said, you've been coming to church here 15, 20 years. You ain't never received the Holy Ghost. It's because you don't want Him. A preacher won't be funny. But we had service that day. They lined up for prayer and come up there and some received the Holy Ghost because they knew that's what they needed. But they didn't have nobody to tell them about it. Because, see, if you've been in church all these years and you've never received the Holy Ghost, you're not cleaning the house up where He'll come in. There's something left, something you're holding on to that you got to go of. Because remember what I said, unless you be converted and you become His little children, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God, and you're not going to receive God till you let go of everything and depend on Him for everything. Because that's what it's about to be in your life. He loves you. He wants to give you power where you can go around and you ain't scared of the devil no more. He's a little bit afraid of you. Glory to God. When you go to church, you don't want to just be at church. You want to be part of the church. You want to be up taking a party. You want to be up there when somebody comes to you. You want to be the first one to put your hand on and go to pray. When somebody is coming in trying to get saved, you want to be up there helping pray them in. Because you know there's power living within you. And you want that power unleashed, that God may be glorified in you, that your church may grow and prosper. And glory to God, it's not going to do it if it's not done in the Holy Ghost. That's what it's going to take. We're hurting today. We're hurting today. Satan's taking over our nation. Well, they're just beating people down in the streets for no reason. Just walk up, go to hit them. What for? We don't even know. We don't know what's on their mind. I think it's Satan. I think it's them spirits I was talking about that we got the power to cast out. But we got to use that power. We got to live in that power. We got to honor that power in our lives, in how we walk, how we talk, how we present ourselves. Because this world's looking at you. If you're a Christian, let me tell you this. You might not know it, but every sinner watches you. They watch how you talk, how you walk, where you go, what you do, where you eat. If you eat at a place that's going to be a bar, he's going to talk about you. So you just says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. What I'm saying, you've got the power of God, then act like it. Rise above it. Ain't nothing in this world worth losing your soul. If ain't nothing in this world can work on us like the power of God can. He's willing to make a difference in you tonight. Are you willing to give Him a chance? Are you willing to say, Lord, look, the devil just tore me up. And He's going to say, well, are you tired of being whipped like that? Are you tired of Him pushing you around? Come back to the throne of mercy one more time. Get down and really believe and receive the power of God. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive what you've got to have. The word, you can say, devil, I submit myself to God, and I resist you, and now you have to flee. You got to
flee
in the name of Jesus. And He don't have no choice but to leave you alone. He won't do it but for a season. He'll always find a way to come back. But you got the power to put Him out again and again and again and again. He can't stay there and torment you. Praise God when you belong to Jesus. It ain't His property. You can't do nothing with it. Glory to God. The Bible says the strong man knew the hour of the thief was coming. He'd watch and not have his house broke up. But I'm telling you today, the minute that you let go of the fire of God, that thief is coming. He's going to try to break your house up. He's going to try to tear this down to where you ain't got a hold of God no more. He wants you to fall away from that power and fall into the weakness of the mortal man. But people, we got a risen Savior. We can trust
Him
to be our strength. Will you depend on Him tonight? Glory to God. If you will, bow your heads wherever you're at. don't care if you're in a car, in a house, out in the woods, whatever. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, right now, dear God, Lord, it's like an emergency happening in America. The people are walking around, but they're walking around in the flesh and not in the power of God. And, Lord, we've got to have that power. I read to them and said, these signs will follow the ones that believe. Because the ones that believe count on God's power to reign in them. That Satan
Amen.
Has to let go. That he has to get out. That disease has to be cured. That the devils have to flee. Glory
yes.
to God. And Lord, right now I ask you to move in their hearts. To wake up their spirit, God, that the need they have for you. The need they have for your power. The sweet Holy Ghost, let it fall on them. Wherever they're at, I don't care their denomination. I don't care what country they come from. I don't care what else they believe in. Let them believe in you. Let them trust in you. Let them see, like the Bible said, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And he's good all the time. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. And his power will protect you from the enemy. And the enemy is Satan. He's a roaring lion. Seeking whom he may devour. But God, I ask you to stop his mouth, stop his roars off of everyone that seeks that power we're preaching about tonight because they need you. Lord, I need you. I want more power. I want it to where I was like Peter, Lord. If my shadow fell on them, I'd want them to get well, Father. Let that kind of power come on your people tonight. Lord, if when we walk into church, the church breaks loose in song and praise, because this power of God has come in the building. Lord, I give you the honor, the glory, the praise, and I ask you, God, to touch the hearts and the minds of them out there that hear this, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Man, glorify yourself. Glory. Hallelujah. We go into church, and sometimes you have that great, great, mighty service. The preacher don't even get to preach. Everybody just coming up, getting in line, getting prayed for, because they're believing in the power of God. And the next time you go to church, the preacher may preach his heart out, and it won't nobody
Amen.
Move. But you're the same people that got in that line trusting God for his power. Am I
Amen.
Right? Same people. One service, they just break loose. And the next, they just sit there like a, we used to call it a knot on the log. And I believe a knot on the log is useful to some people. Because they just go to church to be going. Go to church to be part of the church. Go to church
Amen.
To overcome. Go to church to show the victory to others. That they can say, boy, I want some of that. I don't know what, boy, I want some of that. Whatever they got, I want some of that. My,
thank you, Jesus.
That's what we're preaching tonight. There's something that you should long for more than breath. And that's the power of God moving inside you, making a difference in your life that you can make a difference in someone else's. They love you tonight. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, we thank you for coming on here and giving us that good word. And I see that we've got another call in. I'm going to get them on, and then I'm going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at. Well, go ahead and sing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
You there, Billy?
I think he hung up just now.
Go ahead and sing, Tim.
Give me your hand and let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whenever we bind on earth, shall we bound in heaven and let the name of Jesus. Satan has to flee. We don't know how.
No more will I walk in fear. No more will I have to be alone, wiping away my tears. Lord, you promised to be with me, and that my battle won't cost a hit. So I'll just run into those open and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than my need. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I won't be discouraged. I'm not talking to me, and I'll just look how big my God is, and claim the victory. I'll just look how big my God is, and claim the victory.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Six is back again. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love the Lord and I thank the Lord for everything he's done. The Lord has been so good to me here lately. It's it ain't with riches or nothing, but it's for the Heath Hills, my family members that I'm asking to. A couple weeks ago, my brother, he went on to be with the Lord, but I had a sister that was in a coma for 4 weeks down there in Redmond Hospital in Rome, and guess what? Today, praise God, her daughter went down there, and she's sitting up. She can't talk
praise
now because she got a tube in her tongue. And I got a video. She video chat with her, and she gave me the evil eye too a little bit. She ain't done that in a while, but they were fixing to move her to Kendrick Hospital. But that's a miracle right there. They didn't think she'd even come out of it, and her lungs are healing up now.
Thank you, Jesus.
She's well on the way of recovering,
you,
praise God. Fire changes
Lord
things,
Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes, it
is. I mean, that's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
God, you know, I didn't expect my brother going like that, but he was wanting to talk to her, but it wasn't meant to be because she was in a coma, and everybody was expecting her to go, but God see different, you know. He knows what it's all about, and it's his business what goes on, you know. We just service of his and try to help someone else get blessings and miracles, you know. They say, oh, I've served the Lord for 20 years. I never did get no blessings, you know. But, hey, you give up just too quick right there. Most of the time it's right around the curve. And you got to ask the Lord not wavering, praise God, because if you waver, you ain't going to get nothing. But that's not being mean to nobody, but he said it. You can't ask me nothing in wavering. And I'll do it, you know, but I praise God, this first year, my wife was, they said that she'd have to have a lot of problems with that colon. All that stuff took out of her, but hey, praise God, she's walking now, eating anything she wants to. And my sister, she's fixing to come out of that coma. Praise God, and God is good to us. But
Amen.
Know, a lot of people want to see. Sister Betty, a lot of people want to see a sign from God. Well, if they get God in their life, they can use that spiritual eye and look around them. And why this world ain't come to an end, like Brother Miles was saying a while ago, it's so cruel. This world is a cruel place to live. They're just killing each other. But why is it not ended? Why is it not going to end yet? Because he knows that the harvest is still white, praise God.
Amen.
Still white. He needs somebody to harvest it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to tell people how to live. We're just trying to introduce them to a friend named Jesus that will help them and get them to go another mile, praise God. He'll put food on their table. But we don't try to tell people what to do. We just give you what the Scripture says and let him be the judge of your heart, because we don't see nobody's heart like he does. And but we got to have him in our life. You know, I'm going to read here, start at 19, 1 Corinthians 4:19. He said, "But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will know, and I will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power." You know, if you're a child of God, you can tell who got the power of God or who's puffed up.
Yes, you can.
You can walk into a room of people, and I guarantee you, if they all puffed up, well, they're going to give you some eyeball, because they know that, hey, they got some spirit on them, praise God. And you know, but some of them would rather be puffed up like a frog, you know. And many times I heard someone say when they're preaching, every time they can look back there and not meaning nobody, not putting it towards nobody, but you can see the ones that's bothering them, praise God. They start swelling up like a big old rooster chicken, a big old rooster, you know. He'll get his shoulders up there and he'll get ready to want to fight somebody. And that's the way I've seen them do many a time. They get puffed up. And say, "Well, he's talking me that way." Well, if you feel like that, you need to do something, praise God. But it's not to hurt nobody. It's to let you know that we all got places, Sister Betty, that we need work in. You know, even I do. You know, we got problems, but hey, that don't stop Jesus from loving us. But he said, "Learn of me." And every day that we go, we need to learn what he wants us to do for him. We need to learn what he said, "Hey, I'll give you miracles." And that's what we need to learn, on how to get them miracles. And it said these things only come by praying and fasting, praise God. But, you know, their speech, is not clear when they're trying to tell. When they get mad and they can't see what they're saying, I always said I get my tongue wrapped around my eye tooth and I can't see what I'm saying. And that's what I do. That's what I used to do. But now, praise God, you know, the Lord has straightened everything out. But, you know, people just don't want to, they want to stay puffed up all the time. Like they want to jump on somebody. But God's not pleasing that. He don't want to see that out of his children. And he sure don't want you to quit church. He wants you to work on yourself a little bit. Talk to him a little bit.
Amen.
Look in the mirror and say, "Lord, do I need working on my house? Lord, tell me what it is." And don't get puffed up when your Lord gives you a sign. And some of them, so, you know, they're so far out of it, they can't hear him. And that's why he has to anoint the preachers to tell you. That's why he anoint the preachers. You're so mad and puffed up that you can't hear God speak to you. He's not going to scream at you, praise God. He's going to speak to you in a small, still voice, praise God. And when he does, you're going to know that it's God, because you feel the power in his language that he's speaking to you, praise God. It's 20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in this world, but in power." That, what will ye? "Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in spirit of meekness?" You know, some of them, you know, the Lord has to take a rod to them sometimes to get their attention. But if he don't correct us every now and then, you know, Sister Betty, that means he don't love us, praise God. But we got to, but you know, this, we're talking about this here. And over here in 2 Timothy and 4:3, he said, I'll back up a little bit to number 2. He says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season.
Amen.
Rebuke, exhort with the long suffering of doctrine. And this is right here, my favorite scripture of mine. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You know, that's what we're living in today right there. They don't want sound doctrine. They don't want to hear the old preacher, man, that knows how to pray. They don't want the old preacher, man, that knows how to get a fire through or get a miracle done. They don't want them old people no more. All they want is these modern-day preachers where they're hushing, and they're afraid to scream in church, and some of them's even afraid to talk, afraid to get out of rank, you know, but praise God. But, you know, the day is coming, and I think it's here where some of them will not endure sound doctrine. And you can give it to you. You can give it to them, we can, but will they endure it, or will they just brush it off, you know, like a snowflake or something like that, you know? But we got to have an enduring. We got to endure to that sound doctrine. We got to give in to it. And if we do that, we will help our brothers and sisters do it. We will broadcast it and tell people, say, look, let me introduce you to my friend here. He knows, he tells the stars when to hang out, and he tells the sun when to shine. Praise God. Amen. And what more can he do for you? What more can he do for you? Praise God. And, you know, a lot of them don't want to hear that because they want to go around limping all the time. And I'm not talking about nobody in general, but, you know, they want to go around and not do. They want to go around and they don't want healing because sometimes they get maybe a check or two on account of them being like they are. But, you know, but we got to hold on to Jesus Christ for everything it is. He gives us sound doctrine. He'll tell us when to go and work for him. He'll tell us to go over yonder. But someone will say, hey, I got to bury my brother. Or my father, and he said, let the dead bury the dead. We got to go on. And some of them say, hey, I bought some cattle, oxen, and I got to go and prove them. You know, how many world buys oxen and things now? Nowadays it's modern, you know. They say, I done bought a car, and I got to go look at it. Who buys a car without looking at it? You know what I'm saying? Excuses is running out. The days are getting shorter, praise God.
Amen.
And they that don't want to endure you, them that don't want to do no endearing is just lazy in Christ. They don't want, they want someone else to do it for you. They want somebody that to do all the work for you, but when it comes time to stand before the Lord, they say, well, I sent prayers up through brother so-and-so. I sent prayers up through sister so-and-so. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to have people to pray for you and pray with you. It said as many as two or three gathered in his name. And you know, speak any one thing, and it happened, praise God. Don't get me wrong. But we got to help them pray. If we got a problem, we got to help them pray. We can't expect someone to do it all for us. If you can't go to church, well, use the telephone and call somebody. Say, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray with me, praise God. And you get that prayer through you. But a lot of them don't want to do it. And then I'm going over here in Luke 18. 18:8. Now, this right here, you know, it'll be hard saying Jesus' words right here. And, you know, Jesus is talking to them, you know, statues, seed, and scribes, and all that. It said, 18:8 said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? I mean, that's going to be hard right there to do. A lot of them, you know, that's a hard saying right there. And if I was standing there next to him like his disciples, you know, that kind of make me lower my head a little bit. Not for my sake, but knowing that someone's They say they got the Lord, but will they have faith to get them through?
Amen.
A lot of them say, I got the Lord, but they don't exercise faith. Like Brother Willie says, hey, they'll say, you know, they read it where he says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, be you moved. Then they holler, Lord, I thought you were going to move it. But that wasn't what he told them. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain. So that means we got to do something. We got to help the Lord. We the one that he gave us authority to say to that mountain. Not lay everything on his shoulders. He done had enough when he hung on the cross. But let's take up our own cross sometimes. Let's take things into our own hands and say, Lord, let me share the load with you. Lord, let me help you carry my load. But, you know, that's just the way Jesus said. He'll say, hey, come on in here. I got plenty of room for you. But, you know, I believe in heaven there's a song that Brother Barney used to sing that's going to be standing room only. Because, you know, but many are called, but few have chosen. And they're getting far in between now, you know. You can't hardly tell the Christian from the worldly people. Because they all act the same. They look the same. They talk the same. And especially some of them can't hold their tongue for nothing. But, you know, I'm not to judge them, praise God, because their paydays are coming. They're the one that's going to have to stand before the God. And he's going to look at them. He says, is your name written in the book of life, or has it been blotted out?
Amen.
I mean, that would be a heart dropper right there. Let me tell you, that would be a hard thing to swallow. But praise God, if we've done anything last week wrong, or we done anything a while back, anything wrong, we got time today to make it right with God. All you got to do is ask him, praise God, and say, Lord, have I done anything? I forgive you. Lord, forgive me if I've done anything to you, to a brother or a sister. But I want to make it in myself. And you got to do that for yourself. And once you do it, get yourself cleaned up. I guarantee you, praise God, that he'll give you a testimony to give someone else to help them. But, you know, good testimonies is hard to find nowadays. A few years ago, back in the 90s and the late 80s when I started, you know, when somebody got a miracle, praise God, they put it on TV, they put it on radio, and they put it everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. But now you get a miracle, and they say, us, you might are going to get that checked out much shorter. Did you see what I'm saying? This is the time that we're living in. But praise God, I know that God is a miracle worker. And no matter what place you're in, situation you're in, if you don't have much faith, ask God to give it to you. Ask God and say, Lord, like one of the room rulers said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. See, he believed, but he still needed some extra, praise God. And there's no excuse that we don't, because Jesus plainly said it. You have not faith because you have not asked it. You have not wisdom because you have not asked me. You have not, you know, we don't have these things because we don't ask him, praise God. We try to tell him sometimes. You don't tell God what to do, praise God. You ain't getting nothing. You go home and tell your mom and daddy what to do. You going to get anything out of them? No. Best thing to do is go up, humble yourself to them if you want some money. And, you know, but, you know, Sister Betty, that's where we at today, you know. The Lord is still working miracles. The Lord is still doing miracles. He's saving people. The biggest miracle that they are on earth, the biggest miracle they are is when someone gets right with God. The angels in heaven will rejoice over one soul that gets right. Praise God. Just imagine how many, when you get right, how many is rejoicing over you. I went to church and, praise God, I tell you this a little bit, about half of them didn't like me there. They one or two said they wouldn't even shake hands with me in church. They just didn't like me. But praise God, when I went to that altar, about everybody is up there hugging me, thanking the Lord. So it's going to be a new day in Sugar Valley. Praise God. But I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on what God did. And I know that that night when he touched my heart that I wasn't going to be the same. I wasn't going back to the place where I used to go.
Lord.
I don't do the things I used to do. I went home to get rid of all my tapes, country music. I cleaned out the house, praise God. And he didn't have no excuse to come back and get something he left, praise God, because I got rid of it. I've become a new creature in Christ, praise God. And I didn't waste Sundays on my porch drinking beer while my wife was going to church anymore. That's over with. I didn't even crave that. I didn't have to give nothing up. I didn't have to give the first thing up, praise God. That night he saved me, he took every bit of it away. He took every bit of it away, and I don't have to do it. I don't have to go back to that, and I don't want to, praise God. But he will do it for you, anybody that's listening on this radio broadcast, no matter where you're at, no matter if you're sitting at a bus station, no matter if you're sleeping in a tent in the woods somewhere, no matter if you're laying in a hospital somewhere, and you ain't got nobody to holler for help or to come and help you. But one thing you do, you can look up at the ceiling and say, Lord, I think I need your help right now. The same thing in the woods, you know. If you're laying there and you can't go to sleep because of the rain or something may be, you know, you're cold or something, I guarantee you. If you're laying there in the wintertime all snuggled, I've been camping a few times, all snuggled up in a blanket or something other. And you know, if you go talking to the Lord, guess what? He'll warm you up. You'll start getting warm, you know, praise God. He put his arms around you and say, I got you. I got you right here. I'll warm you up, praise God. And if you're starving to death and if you're hungry, in the Lord, praise God, all you got to do is say, Lord, I've not ate nothing in days. Lord, I need something. And he says, yes, I was wondering when you was going to ask me. And he might tell you go down there to the restaurant or somewhere and somebody will give you a hot dog or something. And, you know, he'll deal with somebody's heart when you get there. A brother or a sister, just like Ananias did Paul, you know, he had to open his eyes. God sent Ananias down to touch Saul's eyes, you know, and to heal him. And that's just the way it is. But we got to do something. It's too short in life not to do nothing. We got to get up and be about the Father's business because I'm pretty sure that we're down in the last hours. We're down in the Revelation talk about the seven candlesticks. And we're on the seventh one now, and it's burned about halfway up, maybe more than that by now. And so there ain't much time when that seventh candlestick burns up. You know, praise God, we're going to have to do something. If we're going to wait to the end, and do like the Revelation said, every knee will bow, and every one tongue will confess Jesus Christ, praise God. But we don't have to wait that long. God, He loves us. He loves us, sent His Son. All we got to do is believe and ask Him, talk to Him. Talk to Him. That's all you got to do. I hope somebody got something out of this and say, I love the Lord, And I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say I thank you for letting me on here, and God is good.
Amen.
Brother Willie said that he couldn't come on tonight because he'd been hoarse. He couldn't hardly talk all weekend. And he said
his
throat still hurting.
Yeah, he told me that.
Him too.
Yeah, we got him on the prayer list.
Alrighty.
Do you have any prayer requests while you're on there?
Yeah, remember me, my family, and my sister's family. Then I got another sister in Somerville. Her name is Shirley Bates. Her cancer come back 3 times worse than what it was. But that's what the doctors say. I mean, you don't have to go in there and argue with them or nothing. Just let the doctors say their mind and speak their mind and let them tell you. But when they walk out, then you can look up and say, Father, you hear that? Touch me right now.
Amen.
And just let them go on the merry way, believing what they want to believe, and we can believe what we want to believe because we know that we got a miracle worker in our midst. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Got any more? Brother Miles, you got any?
That's about it.
Yeah, I got, remember Mandy, my niece, Amanda Ball? She had surgery today. They had to take a cancer spot off of her breastbone. And they said they got it all and thought they got all the margins and all real good. It shouldn't bother her anymore. Just want everybody to lift her up to the Lord. She serves God and really get into church good. She heard one of her preaching tapes one night and called me and told me she got saved. She's been doing so good ever since then. And I just praise God. I'm just believing God that that's gone. Remember,
Amen.
Mother, she's had four or five spells lately where her blood pressure goes down, but her heart rate's down with it. And, you know, when your blood pressure goes down, your heart's supposed to speed up to make up for it. And her heart
Amen.
Goes down. So won't everybody be praying for her, God strengthen her heart, you know, and keep
yeah.
her a little longer. And just remember me that I'm going to do whatever God's got for me to do. I don't care what it is. I just want to be part of it.
Amen.
You know, when I got kids that's lost and children, grandchildren that don't know the Lord, but I'm getting down and seeking God to get the devil's control off of them and let God get a hold of them. And I believe
Amen.
It's coming. I believe it's coming.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We got several requests coming in here. We got Alan Flowers that's battling cancer, and he's been down in Atlanta, so remember him. He's real weak. Remember his wife, Angela. Remember Katie Brown. She needs healing. Laura and her new baby need healing. Marilyn Smith's having terrible headaches. Remember her. Larry Timmerman has been going through chemo. He's got pancreas cancer. Remember him. Mary Jennings has a great, I think it's a great-great-grandbaby that's at Children's Hospital. It's got a big growth in its mouth, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. So remember that little baby when you guys pray. Justin needs prayer. He's in a lot of pain. They were able to save his kidney, but he's just needing God's touch. Roger Mackey still needs healing. He's been battling cancer in his leg. Carolyn Rogers was on her way here from Oklahoma today. Her mother was passing. And they called her and told her she lives up here in Knoxville. So remember them. We know them real well. Remember my niece, like I said earlier, Brenda Moses, that is in the hospital, and she's going to be in the hospital for about 30 days getting this stem cell transplant. So remember her and her family. Remember my brother-in-law that is my sister that died's husband. Remember him. He's real lonely and just missing her and everything, so remember him. His name's Roy. And remember Bobby Lewis. He was in a wreck over the weekend. He needs prayer. Annette has diabetes and needing prayer. Kenny just had his leg amputated the other day and needs God to move for him. And they said he's got cancer in another part of his body, so just pray for him and pray that God will touch him and give him a miracle. God's in the miracle working business. And remember our pastor tonight. He's needing strength and needing a touch from God. Andre Shepherd needs our prayers. And let's remember Brother Willie tonight. He sounded terrible the other day when I talked to him on the phone. He was real hoarse and didn't even sound like him. So just lift him up to God. And let's remember Shirley, Billy's sister. She needs a miracle, and God's no respect to persons. If he'll do it for one sister, he can do it for another.
That's right.
Let's remember all the ones out there that are still battling the flu and cancer and just all different kind of diseases and the COVID and all that stuff. Just remember all of them. Remember all the ones in the hospitals, nursing homes, jails. Remember this country. Just pray that God will touch the people and turn their hearts back to him.
Amen.
And let me see. Give me just a minute. I'm having to go over here to see if anybody else wrote anything else. No, I don't guess so. So just remember all my family in prayer, the ones that need salvation, the ones that need healing, and just pray that God will touch them in a mighty way. And I know everybody else out here on Facebook land have people that they want to see saved, so we're lifting them up with you. And if you have a need, just put it in the comment space there, and we'll be praying over it. And just post your prayer request and your praise reports in that comment, and we'll get back to them. And we're just going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. So let's all pray. Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you, God, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Your spirit and your truth. And God, we're just asking you to just touch and meet all the needs, God, everyone's needs that we know about and the ones that we don't know about. God, you know everything. We're just asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to just touch for the ones on Facebook that have needs, Lord. Supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. Christ Jesus, whether it be physical, spiritual, financial, emotional, mental, just touch them, God, in the name of Jesus, and give them exactly what they need in the name of Jesus. God, save the one that needs to be saved, sanctified, and come with the Holy Ghost and with fire, God, where they'll be a good witness for you, Lord, and they'll have that power to save you, God. And Lord, we ask you to touch all the ones that need healing in their bodies. God, you took the stripes on your back before you ever went to the cross. God, we ask you to touch. We just say that by your stripes, God, that you healed in Jesus' name. Touch everyone, Lord. You're the one who miracles and needs miracles, Lord. You are the miracle worker. God, we've seen too many miracles not to believe. God, thank you for touching Billy's sister, Lord. Just give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Just continue to strengthen her lungs, God, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. And thank you, God, for what you've done for Bonnie. We praise and glory for God in Jesus' name. And Lord, we're just asking you to meet all the needs of the people that are in the hospitals, nursing homes, in the jails, God. We just pray that you just get a hold of the people there. Let them see, God, their needs. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we give you all the glory, God. Thank you for what you've already done, God. For what you're doing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. God, just touch our pastor. Give him strength, Lord. Give him exactly what he needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his body, Lord. Give him double strength. In Jesus' name, God, we just give you glory. Touch Brother Willie, Lord, with his cold, Lord. We pray, God, that you just touch him and heal him for your glory, and we'll give you praise and glory for it. Touch Brenda in the hospital, Lord. We pray, God, for that miracle to happen. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. You're going to touch all of our families that are out in sin, Lord. Draw them to the cross. Draw them by your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them turn you away any longer. We give you praise and we give you glory. God, you promised our household. We're standing up on your promise. You cannot lie. We give you praise and glory that you're going to bring them in. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
More than we can thank our ass in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch this will of Lord. Just bring that blood pressure up for me. you bring the heart right up where it needs to be, God, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory for it. Thank you, Lord, for the many times that you've already touched her. Thank you, Lord, for all the many years that you've given her. And, Lord, we're asking you to multiply and give her more years, God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to touch Billy and his family, God. Touch that sister down there. Touch both of them, Lord. Just praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
Lead all the people. Thank you, Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Lift them all up.
Glory to name. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then Brother Miles will turn it back over to you for a little bit.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many times I have traveled down a long, lonely road, heading for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I see many great places, many new faces, beautiful times where I've been. But I want you to know, the reason I go, tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe and forevermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered, Lord, if it's truly your will. I've been discouraged, tired and weary, sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I'm in, where he saved so many from sin. And it breaks my heart like it is from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loved us. He'll keep us safe and more. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save the world of sin. I am ready for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am ready for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's my shoe down here for my dear Lord. There's my shoe before I dream war. I'll come past the top of his land. I'll bow down to the home of love. There's my shoe down here for my dear Lord. I'll find the first. Shuttle my pain and agony.
store for me.
When you shall call me, I'll be ready.
Talked out of the way to him. I said, you're through with the crack cocaine.
You've quit as of today. Do you hear me? You're not going to do it anymore. God said to tell you, it's come to an end. You've worried people enough. They're losing their lives over you acting crazy, and it ain't happening no more. One way or the other, you're staying in here till you get off of it. Do you understand me? That's what God said to tell you, and that's what he meant. And he sat there and went to crying. And he sat there and cried. He wouldn't say a word to us. And I said, you heard what I said. Now, that comes from the Lord. He said to tell you this. And I turned around, walked back upstairs. And you know what? Boy never left that basement. For 30 days, he stayed down there. And he'd just come up, get food, and go back down. That was it. He got off of that. God gave me the power to walk down with somebody I was terrified of because I knew who he was, what he'd done, how big he was, and all that. And I was scared of him, afraid he'd hurt me, you know. And I went down there and done that, and God delivered him off that. He's never been back on it, straightened his life up, got a job, been working for 15 years at the same place. He's always done good ever since. And that was because the power of God was stirring. Give me the strength to go and do something that I was scared to death to do. And people, I'm going to tell you, when God sends you to do something, you got the power of God, and you don't even have to be afraid. Just go and do it, because it'll come out. And I learned that lesson, that I don't have to be scared of people when I go to tell them what God said. If he says, you know, I went and told our daughter and her husband, went to their house one day, I'd had a dream, and God showed me about them. I went to their house and confronted them. And I said, the Lord showed me that you're doing dope and drinking. Who come and told you? I said, God did. And you're going to try it tonight? And God listening? But we thought somebody told you about it. No, God told me about it. And they admitted up to it right then. And I tell you, that's when God's on the move and he wants you to go tell somebody something. Even if it hurts them, let them know that God is going to rebuke and chasten you if you don't straighten up and quit because he's had a bait. And if you ain't got it in you, the power of God to just go do what God said, don't worry about the consequences. Go and do what God said. That's the power he gives me. And I'm not scared to get up and tell people stuff. Glory to God. It's just like I've had them prophesy to me. You need to get in a bigger hurry. And people, when I got it in high gear, I don't want to come back out no more. I want to do what I can do for God today. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. And that's what the power of God does in us. It makes us want to get something done for God right now today. Want to see souls saved today. Want to see a difference made in your life today. And the thing you need is that Holy Ghost. Bring the power in where you're not scared of the devil and what he can do, but you remind him of God and what he can do to him. Glory to God. That's what we have to do. We got to get powered up. Glory to God. I told him it's just like you got an extension cord. You run it out across the yard, got electric something you're using. You pull the cord too far, it comes unplugged and won't nothing happen. You got to stay hooked into the power, and the power is the Holy Ghost. That's what God sends down to bring us the power. We've got to stay connected because if you don't, that power leave. It fails. It's like unplugging something. You got your TV playing. You unplug it, it goes off, right? Glory to God. You got the car running, you shut the key off, it quits. It's got to have the power going to it. We're the same way. Ain't no way I wanted to go down and tell that boy, hey, you're getting off of this today. Do you understand me? Talk rough to him. And he said, told my sister, he said, when he come down and told me that, I knew he wasn't going to talk to me like that unless it was God, and it scared me. That's what he told me. People, we don't know who we can help if we'll do what God says. If we'll obey the Spirit, glory to God, we can go out and achieve something for God. But if you're afraid to do it, afraid of what they'll say to you, you'll never get nothing done for God. We need to trust him and obey. People have quit that. Yeah. They believe in God. They'll stand up and tell the world, I believe in it. I've got faith in it. I trust him for everything. And he says, go do this. Oh, God, I don't want to go over there. Them people will hurt me. Not if God sends you, they won't. Glory to God. He sent them old prophets of old to go tell kings that they were wrong, and he's fixing to strip the kingdom from them. But that king didn't hurt them either. He might not listen, but he sure didn't hurt them prophets because God sent them there, and he protected. They had power on them.
Glory to God. You can't deny the word of God. Praise the Lord. When he gets to dealing with somebody to go do something for him, he's got a reason for sending you. You may be the very one that could touch somebody. That boy, now, I don't know how many of his brothers and everybody else trying to talk him into quitting that. And because I went down there, God told me to, and I went down there and talked to him like that, he said, I know if he talked to me that way, I was really in trouble with God. That's what he said. So, people, you don't know who you can help. But if you're afraid of the power of God as he leads you to do something, you'll never get nothing done for the Lord. It's going to take somebody with you, somebody that don't ask questions. He says, go and do this. You just go and do it. You got the power within you if you'll just go trust him. Praise God. I hope everybody got something out of this now. Because if there's one thing we need in this world today, it's the power of God working on our side.
Yeah.
We need to come off the fence. You can't straddle that fence, go to church, and then come home, but you ain't never had that power, never had the Holy Ghost. You've got to get off the fence and get on one side or the other. If you're on the bad side, you might be one to God. But if you're trying to stand both legs, one on each side, you can't serve two masters. You're going to lose them both. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty. It's about gone, I think, our time anyway.
Yep. Appreciate you coming on. And Billy's already off, but we appreciate him coming on and helping. And we'll say good night and God bless. And we'll be back next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. Until then, just God bless and good night. We love y'all.
God bless. Good night. We love y'all.
God bless. Good night.